Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. Right in our operations area, we're back behind me. The hurricane specialists are working to keep an eye on the data and update the forecast. It is noon Eastern and 11 o'clock Central. Let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Marco with 50-mile-an-hour winds and Tropical Storm Laura with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Let's start off with the aircraft information. You can see these pink areas here. We're looking at the center of Marco and also getting data from the center also of Laura here as well. And the center of Laura off the coast of Cuba. So getting that warm water and keeping that convection going right around the center. We do see over the last 3 or 4 hours some of that convection building across the center. So with time, we expect Laura to get in the Gulf of Mexico and strengthen, and we expect Marco to slowly move towards the Louisiana coast and weaken. But even though it's weakening in the winds, you're still seeing some very heavy downpours, tropical moisture that can cause some flooding along I-10, Florida Panhandle, back up into Alabama and Georgia. Let's get those latest forecasts that we have, starting off with Marco. You see the tropical storm force winds shrinking from before, but still have some of those gusty winds, especially over the open water. But most of the convection, as we were talking about, is well away from the center. But there's still winds around the center, so you can still see some gusty winds, some of those rain bands, and also that onshore flow. Could be some issues with some storm surge as well, as we're looking at. So this is the storm surge look. Some places getting 2 to 4 foot. That is the maximum that we could expect. Most places 1 to 2. Could get up to 2 to 4 in some places. But looking at that moisture, this is always one of the more dangerous parts of these systems, in the tropical systems, is the water. It's the storm surge and also the rainfall. I mean, look at that moisture well away from the center of Marco. The center of Marco over here, the heaviest rain well east of the center, and that's going to be pretty dangerous. Could be some flash flooding, some urban flooding, so you just got to watch out. Don't drive your car where water covers the road. Turn around, don't drown. So looking at Laura, that's the next system we got to turn to look at. So we were talking about on satellite how the center is off the coast of Cuba. We expect that to cross the western portion of Cuba. Not a whole lot of terrain there. So torrential rain for Cuba. Could be some flash flooding and some dangers there. With time, we expect to strengthen to a hurricane. And even looking at a pretty strong hurricane by the time we get up to the northern Gulf Coast, anywhere from the upper portion of Texas over to central Louisiana there. So anywhere in that side, that cone, two-thirds of the time, we could expect that center to be anywhere inside that cone. Not just on the coast, but even inland. Still pretty strong as we get into Arkansas and eventually Tennessee with some of that rainfall. So dangerous storm surge, rainfall, and wind associated with the system. And if it's slower and to the left portion of that cone, the storm can actually be even a little bit stronger. So when do we need to be ready by? It's an important graphic. Today and tomorrow, got to wrap up those plans. I'm going to start seeing those winds reach Louisiana and into Texas. We need to have everything ready by Wednesday, because that's when you're going to start seeing some of that heavier rain, the storm surge, and those impacts, and also the wind. And look, it's not just coastal. The heavy rain, this is the next 7 days, rain from Laura and also rain from Marco, not just on the coast, but stretching well inland, Mississippi, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee, even well inland, you can get some of this rain. So this has been the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Marco and Tropical Storm Laura.